Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 26 of Joshua, volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is Children of a Blessing. David Jeremiah said, "If your world today seems confusing, be comforted by the words of the prophets of God who have told you what the future holds for you as a child of God." Our text today is Joshua 16:5 through 17:11. The territory of the people of Ephraim by their clans was as follows. The boundary of their inheritance on the east was Atarah-Adar, as far as the upper Beth-Hornon, and the boundary goes from there to the sea. On the mouth is Michmetha. Then, on the east, the boundary turns around toward Tanah-Shiloh, and passes along beyond it, on the east, to Genoa. Then it goes down from Genoa to Ataroth, and to Nara, and it touches Jericho, ending at the Jordan. From Tapua, the boundary goes westward to the brook Kena and ends at the sea. Such is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Ephraim by their clans, together with the towns that were set apart for the people of Ephraim within the inheritance of the Manassites, all those towns with their villages. However, they did not drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer. So the Canaanites have lived in the midst of Ephraim to this day, but have been made to do forced labor. Then allotment was made to the people of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph, to Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, were allotted Gilead and Bashan, because he was a man of war, and allotments were made to the rest of the people of Manasseh by their clans, Abizir, Helek, Azriel, Shechem, Hepher, and Shemida. These were the male descendants of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, by their clans. Now Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh, had no sons, but only daughters. And these are the names of his daughters: Mula, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. They approached Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the leaders and said, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance along with our brothers." So according to the mouth of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among the brothers of their father. Thus there fell to Manasseh 10 portions, besides the land of Gilead and Bashan, which is on the other side of the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance along with his sons. The land of Gilead was allotted to the rest of the people of Manasseh. The territory of Manasseh reached from Asher to Michmetheth, which is east of Shechem. Then the boundary goes along southward to the inhabitants of En-Tappuah. The land of Tappuah belonged to Manasseh, but the town of Tappuah on the boundary of Manasseh belonged to the people of Ephraim. Then the boundary went down to the brook Kena. These cities to the south of the brook, among the cities of Manasseh, belong to Ephraim. Then the boundary of Manasseh goes on the north side of the brook and ends at the sea, the land to the south being Ephraim's and that to the north being Manasseh's, with the sea forming its boundary. On the north, Asher is reached, and on the east, Issachar. Also, in Issachar and in Asher, Manasseh, and Beth Shean and its villages, the Ibleam and its villages, and the inhabitants of Dor and its villages, and the inhabitants of En-Dor and its villages, and the inhabitants of Tanakh and its villages, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its villages. The third is Nephath. Ephraim and Manasseh, the two sons of Joseph, are given their inheritance. Joshua 16:1-10 details the towns given to Ephraim, while Joshua 17:1-11 describes the cities given to Manasseh. A brief history of Joseph will give insight into the blessings given to his two sons. Joseph was sold as a slave in Egypt by his brothers. God exalted him to become the second most powerful ruler in the land. During his years in Egypt, Joseph married. His wife gave birth to two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. The names of both of these sons are fascinating. Manasseh means forgetting, and Ephraim means fruitful. The reason for these names is found in Genesis 41, 51 through 52. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for he said, God has made me forget all my hardship and all my father's house. And the name of the second called Ephraim, for God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. These names provide some practical lessons for us as children of God. When Joseph named his first son Manasseh, what did he have to forget? He had to forget the betrayal of his brothers and all the hardship he endured in prison as a slave waiting for God to intervene. Rather than focusing on all the bad things that had happened in his life, Joseph chose to forget. Every time he called his son's name, Manasseh, he was reminded that God gave him the ability to forget. Joseph named his second son Ephraim to remind him that God had made him fruitful. God richly provided for Joseph in a foreign land during a famine. The most difficult times in our lives can become the most fruitful. Every time Joseph saw Ephraim, he was reminded that God had richly blessed his life. We are children of this same blessing. God can help us forget our hard times while still making our lives fruitful. These are truths that we need to remember as Ephraim and Manasseh received their inheritance of their towns. May our test always lead to testimonies of His goodness. Questions today. What do you need to forget? Ask God to give you the power to leave the past behind and press on to the future that He has in store for you. What fruit is God producing in your life? What are your blessings as a child of God? Pray with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. And thank you that you allow us to forget our hardship and embrace the fruitfulness that you have blessed us with. In Christ's name, amen.